This is Tuesday, January 14th, 1986. I am Ward Russell, a member of the Outrigger Canoe Club's Historical Committee, and this morning it is my pleasure to interview a longtime employee of the Outrigger Canoe Club, Eva Pomeroy. Eva worked for the club for over 30 years, and this morning we are seated in her apartment on Liahi Avenue, on the slopes of Diamond Head, just a few steps away from the famous Outrigger Canoe Club. It's a lovely morning, and we've been talking about the past, and we are now just about ready to start our interview. Eva, first of all, I'm going to ask you, when were you born?
In Honolulu, at 3213 Montserrat Avenue.
Montserrat Avenue?
Montserrat Avenue.
And what year was that?
1904, November 27, 1904.
Well, now, that would make you how old?
I will be 82 years old this November the 27th, 1986.
You're extraordinary. You are very active and young, 84-year-old. Now, let's just see if this is working. Just a minute. Eva, tell me about your parents.
Well, my father's name was Walter Melville Pomeroy. He came from San Francisco. Originally from England, but they settled in San Francisco, he and his family.
How did he happen to come to Hawaii?
He worked for the newspapers, so they sent him here to work with the Honolulu Gazette.
Oh, the old Gazette.
Advertiser now, you know, it used to be the Gazette, the Hawaii Gazette, or the, I think it was a Hawaiian Gazette.
I think it was a Hawaiian Gazette.
Yeah. Papa was a printer, and he worked there till he passed away.
And your mother?
My mother was born in Kioho, Kona.
Kioho?
Yes.
My island.
Yeah. Laie Pukui was her first name.
Pukui?
Pukui.
Was she related to Mary Pukui?
Mary married her brother. Auntie Mary married Mama's brother.
How many children were in your mother's family?
Mama had, nine children.
And you were the oldest?
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest?
Yes. Well, we had one more, but when Mama had the last child, she died, and my Uncle Wally Davis, I don't know if you ever heard of Wally Davis, Sam King's nephew.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's... Sam King was his nephew.
That's right.
Big Sam.
And Sam Wilder's youngest son was named after Davis.
Yes, that's right. Davis. Well, that was my uncle through marriage. He married Mama's cousin. So they took the baby. They took my little brother. And they raised him till a year old. And those days he had pneumonia. They didn't have medication, you know, so he passed away.
I see.
At the age of 1 year old.
Well, so how many of your brothers and sisters are living now?
None, just myself.
You're the last of the family. That's interesting. Now, tell me about your relationship to Mary Pukui. You say
Auntie Mary married my uncle, Solomon, Napoleon Pukui.
Oh, yes.
And as a little boy, he was taken by some rich Haole people that came to Kona and wanted him, and so that Tutu let him go, and he went to Utah, and he became a Mormon elder.
Well, now let's get back to your father. What year did he come to Hawaii, and what year did he marry your mother?
You got good eyes. If you got good eyes, I could go get the Bible and this is all
true. You say you were born on Montserrat Avenue. Were all of your family, brothers and sisters, born?
No, just my brother Henry and I.
Just you?
Yeah, Henry was in the Navy.
Where would that house be today?
Broken down, was too old.
I know, but in what location would it be on Montserrat?
Corner of Montserrat and Campbell.
Oh, right where the service station is.
Yeah, they bought it from us.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm. Texaco bought it from us.
Texaco. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved here from when they bought it?
Yeah, then I bought this.
I see. Well, that wasn't too long ago, was it?
I came here 63.
63?
Yeah.
Well, you've been here...
No, 62, November.
24 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Montserrat Avenue when you were a little girl. What was it like?
Well, there weren't too many people. Papa was the first person that ever lived on Montserrat.
For goodness sakes.
Then came the Martins, Charlie Martin's
yes.
grandfather.
Oh, Charlie Martin, member of the Outrigger Canoe Club.
Yes.
Oh, all of the Martin.
Then yes. came uh-huh. his grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And then came the Bush family. I don't know if you know Lolita and Jeanette.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, they live right over there. Mm-hmm. Then came that family, the what? Rice family. She was, the mama was the Rice mm-hmm. from Kalihi.
And what was Montserrat Avenue like? Was it
all dirt road. Yeah, and was all curvy, you know, and all date trees right out. And we had, what you call it, marsh, you know, or dirty water.
Fish ponds?
Yeah, plenty of fish. We used to get mosquito fish.
Well, it was Papilani Park.
But the good dates. But oh, beautiful dates.
Dates? Like oh, the date palms.
Oh, beautiful. But all along there were date palms.
Then what was the zoo? The zoo wasn't there.
No. Later Daisy came. Elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was Papilani Park like in those days?
Beautiful. They had prisoners then come up and cleaned up, you know. Uh-huh.
And tell me about the beach along in front of Papilani Park.
Oh, good. We used to sit on a stone wall and the beach boys used to play music. You know, Hawaiian music. I mean, oh, it was nice. When the ships come in, you used to play on a ship. And when the ships come in, they come out Waikiki and play, you know.
What was Kahuku Beach like in those days? And Waikiki?
A lot of sand? A lot of sand. Go way out.
That must have been before they built those beach retaining walls.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Way out. The queen had her little house, you know.
Uh-huh.
Her little house coming out. The Kanakanuis.
Yep.
They lived there. And then, Alec Clayhorn.
Mm-hmm.
Alec, he lived over there too. And then Steiner's.
Who?
Judge Steiner.
Oh, yes. Oh, Steiner.
The big White House.
Yes. Yeah. I remember we used to change clothes underneath, keep our surfboards underneath the judge's house and change clothes there.
This way. Well, my brother used to, and we used to keep our board under Akana's place.
Oh, yeah.
Across from Kuyo Beach.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go. We're going to come back to Waikiki, but I want to talk a little bit about your early days. Where did you go to school?
Waikiki School. First,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where was that located?
In Princess Kai'ulani.
Oh, with the uh-huh. Princess Kai'ulani hotel is now?
I could get him some water.
Okay. You were saying you went to
Waikiki School. Uh-huh. Our school was in the church.
In the church?
That was the church, the picture you just saw.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hawaiian church, and the graveyard was right there.
This is where
Hawaiian graveyard.
Uh-huh. Where, this is where the Queen Papilani Hotel is.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a branch to the Kuaiha'o church.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh. For Waikiki side, you know. You know how they have branches, Kaimuki,
yes,
branches.
Yes, the branch of the Kuaiha'o mm-hmm. church.
Mm-hmm. But that time, nobody was using it, so the school must have rented it.
Uh-huh.
You know, the state must have rented it mm-hmm, out mm-hmm. for the school.
Mm. You showed me a picture of your classmate. You said you were 7 years old. Who was in that class besides you?
Okay. Freddie Pa'oa.
Yeah.
Freddie Lambert.
Yes.
Chin-ho.
Chin-ho?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Chin-ho. Molly Akana. I don't know even though Joe's sister. Akong Pang sisters.
Yes.
Yeah, Akong was a little higher grade than me. These were his two sisters. Right in the front, you could see their picture. Two sisters.
That's interesting because Akong was a member of the club for years.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I remember him so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
We used to go steal the father's duck eggs down there. You know, we had streetcar.
Yeah.
You know. And the ducks used to go there, the eggs all over the place. And my friends, when we used to go to school, cook and eat the eggs.
Well, from Waikiki School, hold on, that was what, grade school, yeah?
Then till third grade.
Third grade.
Then they You go Kaahumanu or you go Liliuokalani.
Uh-huh. And then where did you go? Did you go to camp school from
then
there?
Then I went camp school.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how many years were you at camp?
Three.
Where was camp school then? That was the girls' school.
The old school. You went down with the railroad?
Yeah. Oh, by the railroad.
By the railroad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's where the girls' school was, and the boys' school was where the museum is.
The museum. Mm-hmm. And then from camp school, where did you go?
Priory.
The Priory. Well, then you had to board at the Priory.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, for 1 year. Then I told my sister I didn't want to board no more. Oh, they took a big pinch.
Tell me about your days at the Priory. That was right next to the, I guess the Queen was still living.
To Queen Liliuokalani.
Uh-huh.
She used to call us over, and we used to go over for tea.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm. She used to sit in the back there, you know, and she had a chair there and watch us play volleyball, you know, and she's basketball, we were playing basketball. And she said, come over when you girls, when we'd probably come over, they had those finger, little sandwiches
uh-huh.
and cold drinks.
Oh,
and the Japanese ladies served us, you know.
What was she like?
I don't know too much about her, but she was beautiful, beautiful.
What old were you at that point? You must have been just a teenager?
Yeah, 14.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you must have some vivid impressions of her at that time.
I went to Priory when the two Moor girls went. Uh-huh. You know, the three of them, Anne, Kawaihilo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they were boarders.
Uh-huh.
And they were married, Akana, uh-huh. Thelma.
Oh, Thelma and Anne?
Anne.
Oh,
the
yes,
three of them at
both
Florence,
well.
McNamara.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Three of them were boarding there.
The same time you were?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were mm-hmm. part of the history of all the people that were associated with the beach.
Yeah,
of those
and we
days.
Had sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have teachers. They were all sisters.
All
sisters taught us. Mm-hmm.
After you finished school, did you go to work?
No, I got married.
You got married? Oh, how old were you when you were married?
17.
17?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your husband.
My husband worked on the boats, and my brother used to work on the boats. And they used to bring him home up the house, you know. My husband was Indian French.
Indian French?
Yeah.
American Indian?
American Indian.
Uh-huh.
From Michigan.
From Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
What year did you marry him?
1920. How could
1920.
I forget? Mm-hmm.
Well, now, did you have any children?
Yeah, I had two, and I adopted two.
Oh.
I adopted my niece's children. That's one of them I adopted. He died 2 years ago. That's Kenneth. You know, he was a member of the club.
Yes.
Remember? I remember. Naughty boy, Bombay. You know, he went up to Oregon and he graduated from Oregon College. He changed his life.
Now, was this the one? This was adopted
this
son?
This is an adopted boy.
Okay, you had four.
I had him 4 days old. I adopted him.
4 days old?
4 days old. My daughter went to maternity home to get him. And the sister I had her when she was 7 months old. So I had two to take care. See, my daughter Eva just graduated from the Priory. I'm sure Eva's a good champion.
All right. Who was the oldest of your children? Eva.
Eva.
Uh-huh. Now, mm-hmm. what's happened to her?
She was married to Alan Silva.
Mm-hmm.
And he just passed away 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. She's still alive?
She's still alive. She come every other day.
Uh-huh.
And
do you have some more puna from her?
I'm a great.
You are a great.
This is my great.
You have two great-grandchildren?
Yeah.
And how many grandchildren?
No, only one great.
Or one great?
But two great-grandchildren. I mean, one great and two great-great and
sake,
two
you have
great.
One great-great-grandchild.
Yeah,
and two great...
Great-great.
Great-grandchild.
Yeah.
For goodness sake.
She gets three
right.
times
are,
great.
Those are Eva's children?
Her son. This is her son's sons.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now. Then, after Eva, there was
Spencer.
Spencer.
My boy, yeah.
And
brother.
And what's happened to him?
He died.
He died.
He died. He was so he worked all his life on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
He was a boatswain on a ship, and he died in Hong Kong, heart attack in Hong Kong, China.
My goodness, when was this?
I was working there. I was still working for the Hungry Dog. About 1960, I think.
About 1960. Now, those were your...
1960-something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Those were your two regular children.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, my own children.
Your own children. Did he? Was he married?
Brother was married, yeah.
He was married, too?
Yeah.
And he, do you have any grandchildren?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, then the other two. This was...
Kenneth.
Is he the older?
No, he got his own mom.
Yeah, but you adopted him.
Yeah, I adopted him.
And was he older than the girl that you adopted?
That's his little girl over there.
Uh-huh.
But they never did get married, you know, to the mother.
I see.
They were going to get married.
Uh-huh.
And he was going to bring her home to come see me.
Oh, my.
When he had this heart attack.
Oh, my.
2 years ago.
How many?
Two years ago, he was going to bring her. But then the mama brought her.
Oh, great.
So I met her.
Ah, wonderful.
She came last year.
And then the youngest one, the girl that you adopted.
Oh, Calico. Yeah. She's here. She has several children. She lives down by Manalo.
My goodness, you got a whole slew of grandchildren and great grandchildren and great great grandchildren. That's remarkable. That's remarkable. When did your husband die?
64.
Was that the year that you came to work for the... were you working for the club at that time?
Yeah.
When did you start to work with the club?
Down there. Down the old club.
The old club?
Yeah.
About, this was during the war years?
40s.
About 43, 42?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About 1943?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, he was on a boat, and he went home to the mom and them,
uh-huh.
to Michigan.
Oh, he went back, I see.
Yeah, went back.
What did you first do? Let me ask you this question. How did you come to work for the Outrigger Canoe Club?
Okay, I was looking for a job in Waikiki,
uh-huh.
me and my nieces, my two nieces. So I said, I saw Tony. My cousin, Tony Guerrero is my cousin.
Oh, Tony's your cousin?
Yes. I said, Tony, I like job, I like work. He said, where's Spencer? I said, oh, he went home Michigan. I said, I need job, I gotta support these kids. They go in school, you know, one going Thomas Jefferson. Two of them were going Thomas Jefferson then. So I said, you know, that's pretty tough on me, you know, I only get a little money, work out wiggle. Give it up to me. Come with me. Right away, he said, you come with me. He took me and meet Charlie Heave.
Oh, uh-huh.
And Charlie said, you want to start now or tomorrow morning? I was shocked. You know, I said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I never run a switchboard before. I never do this kind of job inside the office and what. I said, Charlie was very nice. He said, the girls will show you. He said, we want you on a desk. You know,
yeah.
Oh, I said, Tony, why? I don't like this kind of job. I don't can do it. He said, you could do it. I said, look, this switchboard. I never won this kind of board before. You know what those look like? You press. He said, you learn it. Okay, I need the money. I got to work. I said to myself, you know, I got to work. So I went home. Next morning I came. He said to be there at 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
We start at 7.
Before we continue with your, let's continue with your work. You were on the desk most of the time, at the front desk, the
yes.
switchboard.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Who was the, Charles, he was manager, office manager at that time?
When I came was Mr. DeGora.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mr. DeGora. And then Mr. Singlehurst was Mr. Hamilton first was the president. Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
and then was time for him, I think, go off, and then came Mr. Singlehurst.
As president?
President,
uh-huh.
yeah.
And Tony DeGraw was manager of the club that
yeah,
time?
Yeah, but then he was just leaving. He was going, you know. So Gay came.
Who?
Gay Harris.
Oh, Gay, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Gay Harris came.
What kind of a manager was Gay?
He was okay. I liked Gay, but lucky thing, he never tell me, could tell that boy, no, you know, can come inside a club. He told a Japanese.
Yeah, I know. He had a little problem with it.
She didn't want to, I guess, but, you know, she had to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, he had a little problem with that.
I was right there, you know, and if they approach the people in the right way, they have no tact. They're just right in front of the, you know, Smith was there, his guest was there. And she turned right around, she said, you can't bring a Japanese in this club like this.
Who said that?
Terry, Japanese, she used to work in office.
Uh-huh.
And she told Bill Smith that.
Oh, Bill Smith was bringing a Japanese guest.
Yeah.
Bill. And yeah. Who told Bill he couldn't bring the Japanese
Terry. Terry was the desk clerk. You know.
Oh, Terry.
Terry.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
You remember Terry?
Uh-huh.
The husband was the chef.
That's right.
Down the old club. Uh-huh. Before now the game.
And that's when Gay was manager.
That's when Gay was manager.
Yeah, he had quite a policy there. That thing.
Yeah, you know, they had no tact, you know, they didn't know how to approach people, you know.
I had forgotten all. Well, I hadn't forgotten about that, but this is the first time we've ever put this on tape, and I'm glad we have. Well, that was.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about it. I never talk about it. Anyway, I never tell nobody.
Well, it's all right because that's.
I don't like because.
So many people remember that, and the policy has changed over the years. Thank
that's
you.
That's right.
You
know. But Gay, all in all, he was kind and tried to. He tried to be a good manager.
Mm-hmm.
He tried, you know.
Yeah.
He tried to please everybody.
Who followed Gay? Do you remember?
Mr. Kane.
Kane, oh, that.
Oh, he only stayed there a little while.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a good guy. He used to go upstairs doing all our wine.
Kane did?
Kane. He used to go in the kitchen early in the morning. When I used to go take the reading for the cash register, he's in the kitchen there drinking right from the gallon.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And I used to come down and tell the girls, can you early in the morning he's drinking wine?
Oh my, who followed Kane? Do you remember who followed Kane?
Yeah, let me see. Mr. McGill.
McGill, Ted McGill.
Ted McGill. But he came two times, you know.
That's right. Ted was there. Ted was quite a popular manager.
Yeah, he was. He was. No fool around with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was good for the work, the
smart. He was a good figure.
Smart
figure. He knew how to run a club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he had Peter Keir, you know, because this wasn't his wife.
Oh.
She had husband up there. The detectives came, was looking for him.
Oh, you mean he was playing around with somebody else's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Eva, this is wonderful.
This detective came to me, he said, you have a Mr. McGill here? I didn't know the score, you know, and I said, yes, he's our manager. Where is he? I said, he was in his office. I didn't know where he's at now. So I went inside there, look, he was inside the office. He must have got wind of it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where he went, but I never see him all day. You know, I don't know where he disappeared. So Charles took over.
And did he leave the club then?
No. He came back.
Uh-huh.
He came back. And like Charlie Amalu.
Oh.
Remember when Charlie Amalu was carrying all that money inside his the big suitcase, $9,000.
No.
He come to us, he bragged to us, he said, you know how much inside here? $9,000. That's when the wife died.
Oh.
He was carrying $9,000. What did the FBI do? He went and put him in his locker. The FBI went and sealed that locker. Then they came back and took the whole suitcase, took him. Because she owed so much money taxes.
Oh, she owed the money.
Muriel,
his wife. And so he took the cash that was on hand?
Well, evidently.
I see. And he put it in his locker.
Didn't want to put him in a bank, eh?
And he put it in the locker at the Outrigger Depot.
He was carrying it in a suitcase all the time. He's come to us and bragged. He said, you know how much inside here? I said, how much, Charlie? $9,000. He go like that to me. I said, oh, you lucky? You tell me you lucky?
So the FBI sealed, they got the money.
They never got it. They took it.
Well, what happened to Charlie? Did they get after him with the dollar?
No, they couldn't do nothing.
They could.
She owed the money.
Yeah, she owed the money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did she?
But he was the husband, huh?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So naturally, whatever he has, they're gonna take.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, who was Ted manager then, or was this after Ted had left?
No, Ted was still manager.
He was still manager.
Yeah. Then, Mamba, he went back. He went back to California. And then they wrote for him, the board wrote for him to come back again.
Yeah, I remember when he came back the second time.
Wrote a letter. That's what Charles said. And then he came back.
Who was manager before he came back? Do you remember?
Yeah, Mr. Kane.
Kane.
Yeah.
And then Ted came back. That's right. Ted
yeah.
Came,
yeah. Yeah. Then when he left, then, which called, he had to leave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had Pilikia too with the family because divorce and no give alimony and all that. He had kids too, you know.
Yeah.
So he had Pilikia too.
Well, after Ted was there for about a year or two, wasn't he?
Yeah. Then he went and then came back for another year.
And then after, when he, for another year, that's
another
right.
Year.
And who succeeded Ted the second time?
Gay.
Who?
Gay.
With Gay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was Gay.
And who else was there? I remember some of the more recent managers.
Mr. Ross.
Oh, yes, Ross. He was a good manager.
He was a good manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jake?
Jake?
Tudor.
Jake came after that. Yeah.
Ross and then Jake?
Yeah.
And
but Klein never liked Jake, you know.
Huh?
Klein never liked Jake.
Who didn't?
Klein.
Klein? Oh, Klein
yeah,
did?
Because he make him just like the Navy. He used to go put all those things upstairs just like Klein used to get mad. He said, damn, that book is going up there. He think this is the Navy? He was putting nets, make it look nice, you know,
yeah,
and shells.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember the seashells.
The seashell.
Yeah.
Klein didn't like it.
And the wishing well.
The wishing well.
Oh, I remember the wishing well, yeah.
What a good old days, yeah.
I remember I had the unfortunate experience of having to give Jake his walking papers. Yeah, we had the meeting of the board, and Jake was a good maitre d'.
Yeah, not a manager.
No, he really didn't know how to run the club. I remember I used to sit with Charles, and we would go over the books, and Jake just didn't really know what was going on as far as the books. But he was a good maitre d'.
Yeah.
He handled people pretty well.
Yeah. That kind, okay. You know, for like dining room manager and like that. Then he went over to the Elks.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
He went over to the Elks. And then he used to give me and Malia a job. When we pout Agriga, we would go to the Elks Club, and they have, every Sunday night, they have a buffet. And me and Malia used to collect the tickets, and he paid us $10 a night.
You mean after you worked at the club, you'd go over there and work at the Elks
yeah.
Club?
And then we eat. They give, you know, we get free eat.
Uh-huh. Sure.
After all these people, we sell the ticket, you know.
I'm watching the time to be sure that this
the
tape doesn't get to the end, but that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, after Jake, Art Jarl, wasn't he manager? Arthur Jarl, he came from the country
Mr.
club.
Yeah, Mr. Jarl, very short time, very, very short.
Yeah.
Yes, that's between, Jarl came to just take in after Jake left.
Mm-hmm. Before we got Ross.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And then we got Ross. That was just before when we were thinking, working on the move to the new club.
Yeah, and then we got Mr. Van Dorn.
Yeah. Well, Ross was a good manager.
Yeah, and we liked him. I liked him. I liked Mr. Ross. He was a businessman, yeah?
Yeah, he was a businessman.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me about Van Buren.
Van Dorn.
Van Dorn, rather. Because he was manager when we moved to the new club.
He's all right, but I don't know, maybe slow.
He was very reserved, as I remember.
Yeah, reserved. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reserved.
Well, let's see. Then.
He's helping Sikh Heftel.
Pardon?
He's helping Sikh Heftel.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He lives right over here.
Oh, he lives. Is he back here? I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he comes and he used to come get me every Wednesday, and we go listen to the Hawaiian music down at Elks Club.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Every Wednesdays, 10 o'clock, about 12.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, wasn't Freddie Mosher, didn't he run the club for a while, Fred Mosher?
Just before I came to the club.
Oh, that was before you came to the club.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then he was just leaving then.
I see.
Yeah, he was just leaving then.
Well, you
So I had a little time with him. Mm-hmm. And knew him, and knew his family, you know?
Yes, yeah, it was an island family.
Yeah, right.
He was a Roosevelt boy, as I remember.
Yes, you? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've seen a long succession of managers, haven't you?
Yeah.
And
Jane, the secretary, you know?
Oh, okay, let's talk about some of the employees. Who were working in the club when you first joined the club?
Okay, what's that Filipino fellow's name? Maxi was the head waiter.
Yep, Maxi. Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Filipino fellow that worked inside a bar. What is his name?
Oh, Del.
Del. Yeah. Del was there. And then Helen, Mama Helen. Mm-hmm. And then